Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the summer concert series of the Burlington Municipal Band. I will mention first that the concert tonight is underwritten by the Whit Niehaus Memorial. I bought at least a couple of cars from Whit Niehaus over the years, and Whit Niehaus Memorial providing our underwriting for this concert tonight. That's a very special event. Indeed. Our concert is brought to you, of course, on KBUR each Monday, or rather each Sunday night, by our friends at Standard of Beaverdale and Beckman TV and Appliance. And tonight we have not one, but two guest conductors. Our first guest conductor has been a band director for 10 years. He is the current Course Elementary School principal. He's beginning his second year coming up soon. And we also have Stacy Seals. She is the fifth grade band director for the Burlington Community School District. They're sharing the concert tonight, but enjoy both of their works and both of their conducting styles. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mark Taylor and the Burlington Municipal Band.
There we go. Sorry about that. The last piece we played there was called River of Life, and it's composed by Steve Reinecke. We're happy to have you all here for a great concert tonight. We got a little nervous looking at the radar earlier, and things cleared off just to give us this opportunity to present a great concert for you. Wanted to be sure to thank our underwriter for the concert tonight, the Whitney House Memorial. Thank you to all of our donors who help us provide high-quality music to our community on a weekly basis throughout the summer. The next piece we're going to play is composed by Leroy Anderson, who is best known for writing a variety of lighter music for concert bands, including songs like The Syncopated Clock, The Typewriter, and Sleigh Ride. Our next song, Blue Tango, was written by Anderson in 1951 and was his first hit. The song earned him a gold record and a number one spot in the Billboard music chart. It was also voted the number one single of the year in 1952 by Billboard. Sorry, the song is Blue Tango. Remember that the next time. The composer of our next piece, Henry Fillmore, was not only an accomplished composer of band music, but was also a very successful trombone player. Fillmore grew up with a father who believed that the trombone was actually a sinful and uncouth instrument to play, and he had to, with the help of his mother, hide his trombone practicing from his father, as any self-respecting musician would do of their trombone playing, to be honest. Sorry, trombone players. He wrote many of his songs under a variety of pen names in order to avoid saturating the market with music under his name, which was probably wise because Fillmore, the most prolific of band composers, has to his credit of the various pen names that he used, 113 marches, over 130 band compositions, and over 750 arrangements and orchestrations. I'm pretty sure he probably had some writer's cramp from all that. So this next piece that we're going to play is one of Fillmore's most well-known pieces. It's American Zwei. That one gets to be kind of a burner, so on a hot day like this, it probably makes people sweat. So I'll try to find a joke or something to tell. No, I won't do that to you, I promise. Our next piece is a medley of songs from a hit movie in 2003, Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl. This piece features music written by a German composer, Klaus Bledelt, that he wrote for this movie. And the arrangement that we're playing was written by Ted Ricketts. This is Pirates of the Caribbean. Thank you. The next piece that we're going to play, As Summer Was Just Beginning, was written by Larry Dane as a tribute to James Dean. The composer shared in the program notes that he wrote for this piece that James Dean had the brightest and briefest movie career of his age, acting in movies like Rebel Without a Cause, East of Eden, and Giant within only 16 months. Dean died tragically in a car accident at 24 years old in 1955. Following his death, the production company for his movies, Warner Brothers, continued to receive more letters for him than for any living actor or actress for the following 3 years. This piece is meant to capture the sorrow of a generation losing a major icon at such a young age. This is As Summer Was Just Beginning. So before we welcome our next guest conductor up to the stage, Stacey Seals, who will be awesome, I'll tell you that in advance, we have one more piece on my portion here. This piece was written by a Spanish composer. I think it's Jaime Texidor. I always mispronounce this one. But he was born in Barcelona and lived in northern Spain for most of his life. He served as a saxophone player in military bands. So as a saxophone player, he was undoubtedly a really cool person. And he later... Thank you. See, you know, when you're a principal for a while, you don't get the opportunity to do the corny band jokes, so you do what you can when you get to. Later, he served as a conductor in the Baracaldo Municipal Band. He wrote more than 100 pasodobles and a variety of other music for band. This next piece, Amparita Roca, is one of Texidor's most famous pasodobles.
Good evening. The first piece that we will perform in my section of the concert is called The Phantom of the Opera. Andrew Lloyd Webber is arguably the most famous of all modern-day composers of Broadway-style musical shows. Born in Britain, he was knighted in 1992 and was made life peer in 1997. He has written musicals from the time he was a teenager, starting with Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat in 1968, and continue with such smash hits as Jesus Christ Superstar, Evita, the historical long-running Cats, and the Tony Award-winning musical you're about to hear, The Phantom of the Opera. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now with Warren Barker's stirring arrangement of Andrew Lloyd Webber's The Phantom of the Opera. The next song was originally written and recorded by a group called the Original Dixieland Jazz Band, which is a group of five players including the cornet, clarinet, trombone, drums, and piano. The group took credit for inventing jazz music and capitalized on that claim, even though it was very debatable. The group specialized in a style that included musical and non-musical gimmicks, which you will hear in this piece. This piece, Clarinet Marmalade, features our illustrious clarinet section. Clarinet Marmalade by John Edmondson. The 1976 feature film Midway chronicles the incredible Battle of Midway, which was turning point of the Pacific during World War II. Until this critical stand in victory led by the U.S. Marines, the Imperial Japanese Navy had been undefeated in Navy for nearly 80 years. John Williams provided the dramatic and visceral music score for this movie. Williams has recently won his first Academy Award for a score in Jaws in 1974 and was quickly becoming one of the most sought-after composers in Hollywood at the time of Midway's release. Right after his work on this film, he composed the now ironic music for the first installment of Star Wars. We now bring you the Midway March.
Thank you.
The Looney Tunes have been entertaining audiences for over four decades. The Bugs Bunny Show, the first national U.S. network television series featuring Bugs Bunny and the other Looney Tune characters, appeared at 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday evenings, beginning in 1960, and was originally geared towards adults. All episodes open with a raising of a curtain to show the spotlight stage, onto which Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck would enter from the left, singing a song titled This Is It, which would become famous for decades to follow. This song, composed by Jerry Livingston and Mac David, is still used on the opening of the Bugs Bunny and Tweety show and is also the first of three songs featured in the Looney Tunes overture. The other songs, The Merry-Go-Round, Broke Down by Cliff Friend and Dave Franklin, and Merrily We Roll Along by Eddie Canton, Charles Tobias, and Murray Mercer, should be easily recognized by Looney Tunes fans. Thank you guys for coming out tonight on this wonderfully humid, mucky night. We will conclude this concert, as usual, with Stars and Stripes Forever by John Philip Sousa.